Welcome to A Day at the Beach podcast. This is number 185. We're going to open the show up with the Mermen off their brand new album. The name of the song is Phosphorescent Reminiscence.
Thank you.
just heard a band from Mexico City called Secret Agent, and the song was Moros en la Casta. You can find that song on the Continental Magazine, issue number 30, compilation CD. That magazine is put up by Double Crown Records, and if you don't subscribe already, I highly recommend it. Before that, it was Santos Morcegos, one of my favorite bands from Spain. They consistently put out good music, and the song I played was Trilactia do Can, parte uno. The little EP, it's called Projecto Corazón. And then the set started off with the Mermen doing Phosphorescent Reminiscence. And that comes from their new LP called Splendors e Miseres. Oh man, that's a mouthful, isn't it? Hi, my name's Clint Beachwood, and this is a Day at the Beach podcast. My goal is to introduce you to a wide variety of some of the new releases in the world of surf music. And I think Podcast 185 is meeting that goal. Up next is a band from Russia called Bamboogie Injections. I think this is their third or fourth LP that they've put out. It's called Orbit Chaos. This next song, Garcia Point. We'll be right back.
Hey Clint Beachwood fans, this is Chris Barfield. You may remember me from such bands as the Finks and the Huntington Cads. So Clint asked me to introduce this next tune called Barfield's Gambit, which I wrote with Ulrich of the Tremolo Beer Gut. We wrote the tune in the most modern of ways by exchanging videos on social media, and then Tremolo Beer Gut decided to record it for their really great new album called You Can't Handle the Tremolo Beer Gut. And again, we did everything with the most advanced technology using computers and microchips and whatnot, and it came out really great. It's a quick little song, but I hope it gets you up and moving. So take it away, TBG and Barfield's Gambit.
I should mention that the background music is courtesy of the Huntington Cads, of all bands, coming off their Go Exotic LP. And I guess I really don't need to back announce the last song since Chris Barfield introduced it, but I will anyway. It was the Tremolo Beer Gut doing Barfield's Gambit. They come from Copenhagen, Denmark, and Chris Barfield is in Southern California. And again, you can find that on their brand new LP called You Can't Handle the Tremolo Beer Gut. Before that, from France, Les Agamemnons did Mount Hatteressa from their new LP. Les Agamemnons play Amateurs. Frankie and the Pool Boys, they come from the San Francisco Bay Area. They did Moriría Mon Amor, and that comes from their new LP, which is basically a greatest hits of Frankie and the Pool Boys, called The Wet Season, 2008 to 2021. And the set started off with Rush's Bamboogie Injections. The song was Garcia Point, and the album is Orbit Chaos. Most of these bands, if not all of them, have music available for you on Bandcamp. Cruise on over. Some are free, like the Santos Morcegos. I think their whole catalog is free for download. And the others charge a minimal cost to get some very cool music. Check out these Bandcamps and other websites where you can support these local surf bands. That is the point to this podcast. Up next, from Chicago, it's the Breakers doing A Trip Through Life. Thank you.
Well, hello. Anne Fivesir from the virtual band The Vacuumoids here in Bearshill, Scotland. And hi to all my talented friends from the surf community. Kick the tank for me and keep the new tunes coming so that I can listen to them when I tune in to A Day at the Beach podcast with Clint Beachwood.
From New Jersey, those with the Surf Cats doing Wave Runner. Wave Runner is a preview for their upcoming LP called Surf Cats 3. They're from New Jersey. Before that, a couple bands from Finland. From Helsinki, it was Two Guns Gonzo. They did Hattori Outlaw. And before that, Masters of the University. They come from Jakobstad. And they did the theme from He-Man. Set started off with The Breakers and A Trip Through Life. The first three songs on that set were all digital singles. If you don't know, I have an email list that I put out whenever I post a new podcast. If you want to be on that email list, just send me a message one way or another. Give me your email address, and the only reason I use that is to announce a new podcast. Also want to take a second to thank Rick Wilkinson and Austin Ribbon Microphones for sponsoring the podcast. If you are into do-it-yourself electronics, whether it's building your own ribbon microphone or preamp, or if you're just into soldering and you want a hot holder that will hold your part while you do the soldering, check out AustinRibbonMicrophones.com. Let's move on. Up next from France, it's the Frogenstein, or is that Frogenstein, doing a song called Ninja Cat. This is the Day at the Beach podcast, number 185.
Ai, que dia perfeito! Sol brilhando, esse mar lindo, som das gaivotas. Não podia ficar melhor.
Pode sim, meu amor. Vou colocar o programa do Clint Beatwood pra gente ouvir.
Ai, que maravilha! É aquele programa que toca os gasolines?
Esse aí mesmo.
Adoro!
Thank you. This gasoline sounds so cool. Don't you think it matches with a sunny day?
It does match with sunshine, being on the road or a day at the beach.
Oh yes, indeed.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank those who have contributed to the podcast today. Alexander from the Gasolines got the whole family involved. Thank you very much. Anne from Scotland, love your accent, Anne. Thanks for making a guest appearance, along with Chris Barfield, again, making a special appearance right here on A Day at the Beach podcast. You just heard the Kranzers, another band from the Russian Federation. They did the title track to their new LP called Amber Beach. In front of that, King of Hawaii from Seattle, Washington, they did Spin Cycle. That comes from their new LP, Road Trip. The Gasolines did Flor de Mandacaru. That comes from an LP that they split with the band called Cold Cobra. The Gasolines from Brazil, and then Frogenstein started the set. France, all over the map with that set, weren't we? Russia, Seattle, Brazil, and France. I'm going to close out the show with two songs. Up next, the Surf Hermits coming out of British Columbia, Canada. They're going to do Docking Bay 69 from their new Aim Zen album. And I'll compress the Choya from Irvine, California. Their new album is called Anthropocene, and the song Gold or Rock will finish out the podcast. This has been A Day at the Beach number 185. Thanks again for listening. If you see my playlist on Facebook, feel free to share it with your friends if you will. Until next time, enjoy the music, and we'll see you in a couple more weeks. Take care. look at here, you get a bonus track. Literally. I thought the podcast was over and I have four more minutes to fill. So I'm going to pull up another song by Mike Brookfield. He comes from Dublin, Ireland. He sent me his LP. I have no idea how he got his got my information, but regardless, I don't care. I'm going to play one of these songs. Actually, the song is called Surf Punk. He's more of a bluesy rock and roll guitarist, and he does a lot of vocals, but he decided to put out an all-instrumental LP called Hey Kiddo. And again, this song I'm going to play here is Surf Punk. Now, the first time I was listening to this song, it was in my car. I was sitting at a red light, and this song came on, and I looked everywhere for a fire truck, an ambulance, a cop car, and I looked every direction. I could not see it anywhere until I realized it was in the song. So check this out. It is so realistic. I thought it was for sure some emergency vehicle coming my way, and I just could not see it for the life of me. This is Mike Brookfield closing the podcast for real with a song called Surf Punk.